This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tee or menstclinic.com.
It's time to stay in the pimp cup. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
Hey man, it's a feel good Friday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James. That's Spanky's Booze.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this smoke and
let's
have a
toe.
It'll make you dance
with
some everything.
Take that.
Everybody get high.
Some people are really stupid.
Some?
Did you ever notice that? How many really stupid people you run into during the day? God, there's a lot of stupid bastards walking around. Carry a little pad and pencil with you. You wind up with 30 or 40 names by the end of the day. Look at it this way. Think of how stupid the average person is, and then realize half of them are stupider than that. And it doesn't take you very long to spot one of them, does it? Take you about 8 seconds. You'll be listening to some guy. You say, this guy is f***ing stupid. Then there are some people, they're not stupid, they're full of shit.
Yeah.
Guilty.
That doesn't take very long to spot either, does it? Take you about the same amount of time. You'll be listening to some guy and say, well, he's fairly intelligent. He's full of
The great George Carlin, yeah, right there, ladies and gentlemen. Go. Great, yeah. George Carlin. Go back and listen to that man's stuff. He was preaching.
Amazing. Former DFW preaching. DJ, by the way.
Hey, look at that man. Yeah. On fire. Hell of a legend. This is LA Live for Friday, June 27th, 2025. Happy June 27th to all you Texans out there. It's a holiday in Texas right here. It's a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Another wild-ass week of 2025 in the books, folks. Now, let's enjoy the weekend safely. Please avoid the law dogs, because if you get arrested tonight, you will not see the judge until Monday. That's a whole weekend gone, man. We don't know what kind of implications that may have for you. You know what I'm saying? So let's stay away from that.
Can they bail you out on the weekends at least? I would hope
you
so.
You got to see that judge sometimes. Better what them charges are.
Judge. Yeah. Yep. Set bail right from a judge.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Brutal. Yeah. Especially on a hot weekend like this.
Hot weekend.
Oh, hot miserable.
Jeez, sitting in that holding tank, that processing area for a long time, watching everybody come in there. Oh,
must be wild, like the drunk people start coming in.
Yeah, oh no.
Like, crap, I got to wake up and defend myself against these idiots.
Yes, at a certain time, it's wild. People fighting over the bench.
My gosh.
You know, now you might be sitting on the floor.
Yeah.
Using your shirt and everything as a blanket. You know, you get balled up in it. Oh, I done seen it, fam. Mind your speeds. All right. 75, 70 is the average out here on these roads. You know, you don't be doing 45. Don't do 45, especially in that left lane, bro. I'm trying to look out for you. Don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV unless it's like a local man wins lottery. North Texas man wins lottery. Something like that, okay? I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas. I don't want to see you on DFW scanning this weekend either. In other words, don't crash out, folks. Like this North Carolina landscaper. North Carolina landscaper, man. This man's name is Michael Brown. He was arrested after hosting an unauthorized graduation party at a client's house. This is a $4 million house. He was starting up a landscaping business. He met these people. They said, hey, guess what? We'll give you a start and we'll give you some other clients to get your business off the ground. Well, while the owners were out of town, my man had 300 to 400 teenagers in their house.
Uh-oh.
He charged these fools. They were underage drinking. They damaged the property. And the landscaper has been charged with breaking and entering, trespassing, property damage, all types of stuff. Anyway, he still doesn't think he's done anything wrong, bro.
Listen to this. I didn't break the law. I just broke some rules of probably what my owners didn't want me to do.
You broke into their house. You didn't break the law. You just broke the rules that your owners probably didn't want you to do. What?
I didn't break the law. I just broke some rules of probably what my owners didn't want me to do.
What does that mean?
But I didn't break the law.
Union County Sheriff's deputies responded to 911 calls from neighbors living near this $4.3 million mansion. Brown says this was a graduation party for his son and his son's friends.
Just wanted to always, you know, do something where we could create an income and bring a positive environment for his friends.
Did you charge people to get in?
We did not charge.
Lies.
But we did charge because of... security reason.
Okay, wait a minute.
Security, lack of. Security
we did reason. Charge, but we yeah. did charge.
If only for a security reason.
What that look like going on somebody's house, putting my feet all over their couch? So yeah, I remember putting my feet all over his couch.
Did you charge people to get in?
We did not charge, but we did charge because of security reasons. I didn't sell any alcohol. I wasn't down.
Because they're saying there was underage drinking.
Nope.
No underage drinking. Nope. I bought my drinks.
He also remains confident that he hasn't lost a client.
I'm just waiting for them to come home just so I could continue to build my relationship and we can move forward.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Delusion.
She's going to move forward.
That is pure delusion right there.
Fine. Delusion or gaslighting? I'm not sure. Yeah. Is he trying to get off still?
Yeah. He's still trying to.
Yep. Might just be time to call a lawyer, buddy.
Yeah, unbelievable, man. Just do the right thing. Here's a weekend warning, y'all.
This weekend safety briefing.
Do the right thing.
Add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance.
Let's go.
Waste my time.
Dogged.
Ronnie.
Hey! LA Live 105.3 The Fan is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. A little bit of whispers coming at you. Hey! R.I.P. to the great. They had them funny mustaches, man.
Big old caterpillars.
Yeah, some serious mustaches, dog. All right, I'm going to empty out this clip right here. That means I'm just emptying out the folder so I won't have any leftover stuff from this week into the next week. SpaceX Starship rocket exploded during a test in Brownsville. You guys seen that?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is the Mars rocket program.
Yeah.
He'd be all right. He's a billionaire. He'd be able to get them banks. Yeah, but I just like the guys that are there to, like, kind of watch over it.
Yeah.
They're having a conversation downstream, and then it happens, and just listen to their reaction.
Probably. I mean, even the other day when they... Whoa!
What?
That's
no!
Oh, there we go. Get the sonic boom.
Dang. That was loud.
Oh, my God.
It appears there has been a
Ship 36 just blew up.
He's got some real nerds in there, boy. He's got some real nerds in there. Oh, my God. Yeah,
so that's the 37th time a SpaceX rocket has blown up.
Yeah, he's blowing them up, bro. Trying to get to Mars, man. They don't want you on Mars, bro.
Got to try to figure out how to get all this horsepower into a rocket.
I think they handle that better than the storm chasers.
There's like a mushroom cloud off
God,
this
God,
thing.
Jesus, God. Nah, it is a hell of an explosion, isn't it, Dawson?
It is.
It is wild to look at.
Yeah. I'm watching it right now. It seems like a nuke just happened.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Still think we got to the moon.
See what else I gotta empty this folder out. No particular order here, folks. I'm just giving stuff out. We had a 4-year pride political moment of the week happen.
Okay.
A Michigan senator told the Democrats to start calling Trump daddy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No way.
As a strategy. You know, he's like, call him daddy. As a strategy. Senator Jeremy Moss. He responds.
If we're gonna continue doing resolutions condemning Trump's policies, maybe my colleagues on the other side would get a little more traction if they introduced some clever tactics. I'll introduce one. A lot of people in America have come to think of President Trump as a sort of father figure. And indeed, this morning, we even saw the leadership of NATO refer to him as daddy. So maybe in these resolutions going forward, we could have a little bit of recognition of, like, daddy Trump is who we're going to oppose or something like that. Get creative with it. But in the meantime, please vote no on these resolutions.
You don't want to know what...
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or MensTeaClinic.com.
Daddy means in my community. Further discussion.
For your pride. You don't want to meet my daddy. What do you say? Hold on.
I got to Google it now.
So the leader of the chair, huh? Yeah.
You don't want to know what daddy means in my community.
Hey. There we go. I hear you, fam. There we go. For your pride. Stephen A. Smith said NBA players do not want to go to Memphis because it's dangerous. You guys, you seen that talking point going around? I just can't do the Stephen A. Smith, bro. The finals were awful to me just because Stephen A. Smith's face was there.
Yeah, you know, I guess they've studied it and he gets people to watch. But
does he?
I don't know who it is.
I don't know who it is.
I mean, they're putting him on everything.
His arms are so long. Have you seen how long his arms are?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I have the screenshot. I wish I could show you, but my phone's acting up. I screenshot it. They're down by his knees, Woolchuck. Why are you just sitting there, bro? Yeah. It's crazy.
And he's probably like 6'2".
Is he?
Yeah.
He's a big guy. He looks like a short guy.
No, he's a big guy. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. He looks like a short man.
It's so weird when they show him walking on the court, the basketball court. It's got a weird gait.
I just don't like looking at him.
It's the long arms, I guess.
Strange.
Unfortunate.
I gotta get out of that hate. I gotta get that hate out of my heart, bro.
I just feel like nothing's a conversation with him. It's just always a rant, and I'm gonna give you the best.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't think he believes anything he's saying.
No. He's just doing a Howard Cosell impression.
He's playing a game. No. He's playing the game, and he's so good at it, though.
He is. He's really good at the game. He's really good at it.
He's got him fooled. Money.
Got him fooled.
All right, let's go to Fox 13 in Memphis.
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 I think we had the anniversary of Elvis's last concert, Lucius, just yesterday.
Did we?
Yeah. It was at the Market Square Arena in Indianapolis.
He had the mirrors and stuff all over his jumpsuit. Yeah, yeah. Elvis was killing them, boys. He just needed a little bit of fiber in his diet.
He needed a lot of things.
I had to turn the heat on.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go to Fox 13 in Memphis, where there's some fellas under a shade tree roasting Stephen A. Smith because he was disrespecting their city.
But I guess when they come here, they want to eat some of that good barbecue and that good food, and I wouldn't even get. So they ain't gonna complain about that. But
the guys here at Pullman's Barbershop say Stephen A. Smith is welcome to a conversation under the shade tree here anytime.
Stephen A. need to get his mind right. Cowboy hater. I'm a cowboy lover. He a cowboy hater. Now he a Memphis hater.
But they say he better be ready when he shows up, because in Memphis, one thing we will do is we will check you.
They look like Kermit the Frog.
Oh,
it look like dude played on Pain and Pool too. They ain't on the end of the glass. With that half done fro. Man, he froze something.
You got
fade, cuz.
You got fade. Cuz
got fro. I got this small fro. Trying to join the Jackson 5 with a little bit of fro.
The dude's a 60 trying to roast.
Yeah.
With that small fro.
Trying to join the Jackson 5.
Trying to join the Jackson 5 with that fro. It's hilarious. Somebody sound like Windex when they was laughing.
Yeah. Squeaky.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, it's the original Miami.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
What's up, cuz? All right, last one. Last little clips. Hold on.
Yeah.
Just like my love.
Everlasting. Rapper Jim Jones from the Diplomats, New York rapper. He's been on a tear lately, past week and a half, going around saying he's better than Nas. I don't want to get into that conversation because it's not true. He's trying to say he's like more relevant to Nas, to the younger people. Anyway.
Is he aura farming?
Yes.
Yes,
bro.
He's aura farming.
Rage baiting, all of that. All right. Yes, okay. Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. Yeah, he was on a Nightcap with Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco. And Jim Jones is going around claiming he's better than Nas, rage baiting, all of the good stuff. Anyway, the conversation fell all the way apart. I'm talking about egos and testosterone took over the whole conversation between Shannon Sharpe and Jim Jones. Wow. I mean, it fell all the way apart. It got to the point where I dress better than you. I have more money than you. I can run faster than you. I can lift more weights than you. That type of thing. Like, okay. The conversation fell apart, bro.
Important stuff.
And the important stuff. And I've been laughing at it all week, really. Listen to Jim Jones and Uncle Shannon Sharpe crash out over the workout competition they're going to have. Remember, this started off as I'm better than Nas type thing.
You got to start buying baggy your clothes, big fella. You're too big, man.
You talk about you in the gym. Now you want to get me. You want to want me to see me in the gym?
Oh, we can do
then
that.
You like to talk that ish. Now come see me in the gym.
We talking about working out.
Come see me in the gym.
What are we talking about? Working out or strength? What are we talking about? Working out or strength?
They're totally ignoring Chad Ochocinco. Poor guy. Mm. He's trying his best to calm this down.
Yeah.
Bring some decorum to this conversation. We don't want to disrespect each other. Nah, they just totally drive past them.
Yeah.
Work however you want to do it.
We talking about
since you got money.
If we talking about
put your money
out,
where your mouth feels.
So you talking about working
run
out?
Them
burn
stacks.
You talking about working out? I burn you. You talking about working out of strength? Because you probably can lift a lot more than me.
Whatever.
You're bigger than me. You're probably stronger than
whatever.
Me.
Whatever.
But if you talk about working out, you talking about working out? I burn you.
This ain't what you want. What? You ain't doing good when you're talking about Nas and Jada. You don't want
to
see this.
You check the stat.
You don't
check
my stat.
You better go to my IG. Set it up,
man. Please.
Also set it up.
I'll be the, for dump truck, dump load guys like you.
What you
want to start on? You ain't in my league.
What you want to start on?
How you
want
to do it? You ain't in my league.
You wanna, what you want to start on?
You ain't in my league. You're too small.
You want to do the combine?
What
is Jim Jones doing?
Trolling, man.
It's a hell of a bit.
He is definitely rage baiting. Aura farming, all of that good stuff, dog.
It's got a little Kavanaugh to it, like when he used to say he could beat any animal that didn't have opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, I'm throwing it out here for fun, and people are getting fired up.
People are upset. You know?
And it's just like the more fired up you get, the more calm and trolly it's going to become. I don't know, is that what it is? Or does Jim Jones really think he's that athletic? Because you couldn't seriously look at Shannon Sharpe and think I'm going to outwork you.
Nah, you got to see Jim Jones's legs, too. He's missing that part of the gym. He's skipping leg day.
I saw Tiger Woods skipping leg day. It was tough. I saw a picture of him walking with Charlie today.
Apparently he can't.
Yeah. He can't do leg day. So he's just got to let them both get skinny. It's weird. It is weird because he's still like jacked.
Yeah, he's huge, man.
That's going to look really top heavy.
Yeah.
This is where it all the way fell apart.
You see what I'm saying, Ocho? He don't even know about rap. He just doing this for the views to get Jim Jones on there to get him hot. I understand. But you don't
get
know
him
no
hot.
Nas lyrics. You don't
you
know
better,
Nas
you
lyrics.
Better check the podcast
you don't know,
face.
No
now you better talk
to Sing 16.
Hey,
this is
the biggest podcast you ever been on.
Name one Nas record.
This is the biggest podcast you ever been on.
Do you know the podcast you've been on?
Is he here, Ocho and the Badgers trying to calm him down?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You got to hear Ocho.
He's not as good as the peacemaker. He's usually the trouble starter.
Yeah.
Podcast you ever been on?
Do you
know what I'm talking about?
You're dealing with the wrong one, bro.
Right here, bro.
I don't care nothing about nothing that shit you got to say, bro. You might as well take
me
off.
Hey, we hear him. You can't out talk me.
Leave me alone, bro.
You might get out rap me, but you can't out talk me.
Hello.
Hello. McFly.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be Black Monday. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. Y'all be safe this weekend. I will holla.
There he goes. Lucius Alexander, LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We got 30 more minutes to go. A Rangers baseball is coming up at 6:30. Round tripper, we'll check?
Yeah, let's do it. What's your Rangers midseason grade and the lineups out? We'll give it to you next in the nation.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's T or mensteclinic.com.